Have you tried the world's best chips from Jester's? Big call, isn't it? They're hot, crispy and delicious. We dare you to try them. Available at 33 locations across WA. Jester's, proud partner of 6PR Football.
Well, did you know, departments, that we have a day for just about everything? And let's be honest, some of the days we have, you'd almost scratch your head and go, what? You possibly wouldn't even know what the day really meant. Friday, June 26th, this coming Friday, no problems. You know what the day is going to be. It is Bring Your Dog to Work Day. So now we stop for a moment and think, okay, there are pros and cons to this. Let me state from the outset, I am so the wrong person to speak about this because I love dogs. Right, so I look at this and say, there are all pros and no cons. I don't have an issue with that. However, I do know a guy, and I kid you not, who is so terrified of dogs, even as an adult, this has come all the way through his childhood and has gone into his adult life. Even now, he'd just about run up a tree like a rat up a drainpipe if he saw a dog coming. I'm not kidding you. I know it sounds strange, but that is his response to it. Now, we also have research that shows that bringing dogs into the workplace can reduce stress, improve mental well-being, help employees socialise with each other. And we also know, as I've just pointed out then, that it doesn't come without issues. So the benefits are high. We can accept that. Having your canine companion with you at work also has the potential for fallout. Dealing with potential negative office dynamics with co-workers who aren't exactly dog lovers can cause an uncomfortable rift. Some have fears and allergies. And I'm telling you, the bloke I know with the fear, it is incredibly disproportionate. That's the only way I can describe it. The guy almost literally, when he was a kid, he'd see a dog in the distance and literally run up a tree. He'd probably do the same thing now if it wouldn't look so ridiculous, if he wasn't sort of conscious of how it might look socially. So putting all that together, while bringing your dog to work seems like an admirable idea that has benefits, it also requires a little bit of thought and structure from a management level to ensure equilibrium in the workplace. Our expert in this regard, somebody we've spoken to many times on this program, Kathy Coplis-McLeod, who is a dog behaviour consultant. This one actually might prove a bit more difficult because I don't know if it's the dogs we have to worry about this time. I suspect it's more the humans in the spotlight. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Very well, and it's always a pleasure to have you on Perth tonight. The Great Doggy Dilemma, that's what we might be calling this one, because we're not talking about the dog so much. Most dogs would be pretty happy to go somewhere. Hey, I'm going to work with the boss. I'd be happy with that. That does not necessarily mean that your work colleagues are going to share the same view, though.
True. And like you, I'm a dog lover, so I like the positive aspect of it, of which it's been proven and many a time. But we do have to think about the other aspect. And like you mentioned, that gentleman who's disproportionately, but nonetheless, very fearful of dogs. There are people who are uncomfortable of dogs, whether it be not as great as that gentleman, but anywhere, you know, further down the ranks of the ladder as far as their fear level. Then you have to think about, well, what's the potential for input in the work from that employee if they're going to be too worried about having the dog in the office. And I know it's exaggerating to a certain degree, you know, what some people might do, but there are some real fears out there. And I still now, with my consulting, see adults who, if it's a couple, one of the couples, whether it be the, you know, whoever it might be, has had, whether it be an incident when they are youngsters, very hard for them sort of to get back into that confidence state. Some have done it better than others. Others are chipping away at it. But I don't know how productive it would be for those individuals if there is a dog. It can actually have a benefit, you know, it can, but then if that means that we're sort of going to cajole that employee with the dog, how much, productivity is there going to be in the workplace? Maybe we should sort of say, bring your dog to work, but don't expect to work on that Friday.
You see, now that makes a lot of sense. Then everybody understands. But also when you talk about what goes on between a person who says, I want to bring my dog, and somebody else who for whatever reason says, I don't like dogs or I don't want you to bring your dog, always a potential for conflict over that issue alone, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And look, and sadly, there'll be people there with breed prejudices. So there might be somebody, who's had an issue with a border collie and then an employee's got a border collie or that, you know, their dog might have been attacked by. I'm fill the gap. It's just a breed that I'm spinning out. Someone might not like staffies. Somebody might not like, standard poodles. And it's a case of, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want that person to bring that dog in because my dog will be scared because it got attacked by that kind of looking dog. So there are other aspects to look into it. And I guess the smaller the office environment, the better, because you've got less individuals to deal with. And who knows, you might be the only person, you know, who's actually bringing their dog into work, which would be quite perfect to a certain degree.
Well, that would be lovely, it wouldn't be problematic at all.
Yeah, it would be fine. Yeah.
In that sense, you wouldn't have any problem at all. And look, in some cases, people have integrated dogs into their business. I know, for example, Brooke Arnott at the Small Business Lounge. She has Chili. Chili is a border collie, and he is the marketing manager, and he goes to work every day, as far as I can see, and Chili is an exceptionally nice dog, an exceptionally friendly dog, but has been incorporated into the business to such an extent that he is actually part of the team. So there's no doubt that you can do this very successfully, but I guess you have to be smart about it.
I think so too. And exactly. And it can be quite an icebreaker for people as well. I'd love it myself, to be completely honest, but I can imagine it would be reasonably unproductive to a certain degree, because dogs, I've got to pat the dog, got to pat this dog, look at that dog, look how well it's behaving, I've got to give it some attention. So, you can certainly incorporate it. And by and large, it's probably more benefits, but we do have to think about those other aspects as well. Allergies as well is a big thing. You know, some folks on get certain breeds because of, you know, everyone has to fill out a questionnaire that sees me, and one of the reasons is, why did you get the dog? And it's not uncommon for people to put because it's, you know, I'm allergic and I needed a breed that I wasn't going to be allergic to. So often it's a big key. So we don't want people in the office scratching and all sorts of things, but little things just to think about, and hopefully by and large it won't be so problematic. But it's just to raise a bit of awareness that perhaps it's not going to be always smooth sailing.
Is it a discussion sometimes that's really hard to have? Because you know as well as I do that we like dogs. Mm. We find it really hard to relate to someone who doesn't. Like, I accept that there are people who don't for their own reasons, but I still find it really hard to relate to them. I just accept that they don't like dogs. There would be some people, I would imagine, Kathy, who would look at them rather strangely and say, what, you don't like dogs? And at the same time, the other person is thinking, you do? And so somewhere along the line, I think you have to be prepared to have a sensible conversation, don't you?
Yeah, sensible conversation. I think you hit the nail on the head there, because not everyone's going to like dogs, and we might be a bit miffed about it, because we might think, oh, you know, some people actually take it to the next degree and go, oh my gosh, well, maybe you're not a nice person, you don't like animals, you know, what is it about you? And some people even do that, oh, my dog doesn't like you, so there must be something about you. So we've got to make sure we don't personalise it too much, and just don't take it too much to heart.
It's really easy to do that, though, isn't it? You look at somebody and think, gee, the dog doesn't like you. Dog knows something I don't know, and I should be listening to the dog.
Not a workmate. Someone who you sit next to every day of the weekday, and you think, oh my gosh, everything was fine until I brought my dog in. Now there's something about, you know, this coworker that my dog isn't interested in at all, and now I think I might take a dislike. Look, it's interesting how we actually can take it to a different level with, digging into the brain, whatever it is that we're thinking that the dog might be thinking, and what we make out of that as to be our belief.
Here is a question for you.
Yes.
We've talked about how different people might react, whether they like dogs or whether they don't like dogs. What about this automatic assumption we have that, hey, we're going to take the dog into work and the dog's going to love it? Is the dog going to love it, Kathy?
I love it. I love that you've asked that. In some cases, if you've got a socially gregarious dog, I think they're going to find it quite fun indeed. They love people. It's going to be a bonus. If they have a separation anxiety issue, we're not addressing it, by the way, but nonetheless, they're going to love it. Another thing I thought of too, there's going to need to be a few little outings outside for these dogs too, because they need to have to obviously go to the toilet. But that aside, just another thought that came into mind. Some dogs who are a little bit unsure about certain behaviours or looks of people. And the common ones are, it could be men with beards. There could be fluoro, where, you know, high vis, that is a big one for a lot of dogs to not be too comfortable with. It could be loud-spoken people. Some dogs are a little bit wary. So if you've got a dog that's a bit sensitive to certain things that people do, you know, things that go bump in the night, and depends on the office environment, you know, like I'm picturing an office, you know, where it's, you know, you know, just not at a warehouse, so to speak, where there's a lot of that noise going on, that might not be the best. And also, too, then we might risk the dog possibly being touched in order to soften it, and then it's not quite the right thing to do with a dog that's worried. And then that dog might react in defence, and then you think, my goodness, you know, perhaps I shouldn't have done that. So really, everybody needs to look at their own dog and see how, you know, if it's a socialite, then look, easy, no problems. It's going to be fine as long as everyone else is happy. So it's going to be good for everybody. But if you have got a scaredy cat dog, I think that, and you really need to be aware of what's going on around the surroundings. And some dogs will get defensive. That's another thing too, Chris.
Last thing you want is your dog biting somebody, because that could come with a whole raft of other ramifications.
Absolutely.
So if you've got a dog who might be a bit snappy, or is liable to be snappy if somebody pushes it in the wrong direction or does something that might scare it, maybe best not to take the dog, because the last thing you want is to be in the situation where you've taken your dog to work and it's bitten a colleague.
It could have bitten the boss.
Did you ever see that cartoon from The Far Side? Do you ever get in The Far Side?
I know it, but I won't know the cartoon, so tell me it.
There's a cartoon. There's a dog in a pair of concrete boots being dropped off the bridge by two goons. And the caption read, "He bit the Godfather."
Oh, dear. That's not funny.
Oh, it is a cartoon, Kathy. It was funny.
It's not.
Yeah. Very funny, by the way.
I'm not laughing at the joke so much as your response to me responding to the joke.
Well, Bring Your Dog to Work Day is this Friday, 26th of June. We have said, yeah, good stuff, good idea, but do it with caution. Kathy Coppolis-McLeod, who is a dog behaviour consultant, thank you very much for joining us on Perth Tonight.
You're welcome, Chris.
Hi, it's Brendan Nottle from the Salvation Army here. This is a heartbreaking, overwhelming crisis, and today, as every day, the Salvos are doing what we can to help people experiencing their own personal disaster. In the midst of turmoil, you can help those hardest hit. Whether they're ill, have lost their job and facing poverty, or simply lonely, you can give practical help and hope. Go to salvationarmy.org.au to give to the Red Shield Appeal now, and please help us leave no one in need.